This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good morning. Always happy to sit in for Mark Cox and crew on a holiday or any time. Ethan's here with me. Got Kim and everybody else are off today, which is good. Hopefully getting some sleep this morning. Ethan's here with me. How are you, my friend?
Good, Heidi. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm always excited to work with you.
I am too. I like working with you.
Thank you. We're up on the stream live at 97.1 FM Talk. On the Facebook page, right? That's where they can see it because I can't keep track anymore. Okay.
Yep, we should have just went live.
Okay, we just went live, so you can comment, you can watch us do our thing. You can follow me, Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Rumble, all that stuff. More importantly, you can follow the station at 97.1 FM Talk. So happy to be here today. We've got a lot to go on this President's Day. Hans von Spakovsky is going to be here from Heritage. Talk a little bit about all of these agencies that he calls them mini-me agencies. And these are executive branch agencies who basically have been doing whatever they want to for so long, and the party's over. So we'll talk with him about that coming up a little bit later. Jesse Jane Duff joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. And also Tom Ackerman, KMOX sports director. As you know, I'm going to talk with him not only about the hockey game where America beat Canada, which was amazing, even after they booed us. That's another story. We'll get to all that. Also, Kelce, is he going to retire or is he going to cost the Chiefs a whole bunch of money? So we'll talk about all of that this morning over the course of the day. I have not talked to you about the Super Bowl, Ethan, since we had it. What a mess. What a disaster.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was quite boring. I'm not going to lie. I told you earlier off air that I stopped watching in the third quarter when it was like 27-3 or 27-0. I just went to bed.
Oh, yeah. It was absolutely nobody thought they'd collapse like that. I don't want to go over it. I know it's been talked to death. But I, as a Chiefs fan for many years, I was just stunned at how badly they screwed up. And it wasn't just one person. It was the whole team. Offense, defense, everybody. Kelce couldn't catch a ball. Mahomes couldn't throw a ball. He didn't have any protection. We could go on and on. But it was just so sad and disappointing.
Yeah, that offensive line was terrible. Like, I was texting my brother and my friend just like, this is going to get out of hand real quick.
Well, the truth is the offensive line has been bad all year. That's the thing. Everybody said that the Chiefs barely won all year long, which is true. I mean, statistically, that's what happened. They barely won. And the offensive line was awful. And Mahomes was on his butt more than he was standing up most of the year. You'd have thought they'd have fixed that before the Super Bowl.
You would think. They did not.
Oh, what a disaster. And Kelce looked just lackluster. Somebody put a video up the other day on X where they were showing Kelce just kind of standing there while Mahomes was getting just destroyed.
Yeah,
in other words, trying to block. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Not trying to block anybody or anything. And I'm thinking, wow, so much for friends.
Heart wasn't in it.
Right. It was very, I don't know if they just expected to win. I mean, the Eagles are a great team. Do they just expect to win automatically? I don't know.
I don't know. And then the way everybody was saying that the refs are going to throw the game for them, well, that did not happen. Not at all.
Yeah, I guess I guess the Chiefs refs did not make the plane. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. All right. Well, there's a how about Trump at NASCAR over the weekend?
That was cool.
So great when he took a lap in the beast. It was that was so great. I just loved it. Oh, and you know, of course, the crowd's cheering for him. I just love the idea that he shows up at these things, you know, shows up at the Super Bowl, shows up at Daytona 500. It's just fantastic that he participates in these things that matter so much to average, normal American people.
Seems like it's been a while since we had someone doing that, Heidi.
Yeah. And I know he's not the first president to be there, but I think the only one to ever take a lap in the beast, right?
I believe so.
So great. Imagine what it's like, though, being Secret Service.
Ugh,
because
nightmare.
I guess the most dangerous part of being, Secret Service is trying to protect them when they're quote unquote on the move.
Huh.
Right, that's the most dangerous part, from what I understand. And I'm not an expert on Secret Service, but when the principal is on the move, that's when you're nervous, because
right.
you're not controlling necessarily everything that's going on. So imagine what it's like behind the scenes when the president decides to show up at the Super Bowl. And how that totally put everything, you know, in a spin, with people having to wait extra amounts of time to get in. I've been to two Trump events. One was very small. There were only a few hundred people there. And, you know, the Secret Service, I mean, they're all over it. They're all in your bag. They're all checking everything out. It takes far more time to get into any event where Trump's going to be there. And it's just fun to see him, to me, connecting with the people, doing the things that real Americans like to do.
Right. Yeah, it's great that he connected with us.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you're not a real American if you don't like NASCAR and the NFL. And I know there are people who are real NASCAR fanatics who say that it's changed over the years and this and that. I get all that. It was interesting. I was just reading a book, speaking of nothing, about Dale Earnhardt, a biography of Dale Earnhardt. And it was fascinating, behind the scenes, not knowing much about racing other than having gone to some races and whatnot, how things have changed, where they try to have equity in the cars now. In other words, back in the day, you know, there was actual competition. This one had a certain part that one couldn't get or didn't have, or, you know, so this wouldn't break and this and that, when they started off racing on dirt tracks and everything. And then they were talking about how many things suddenly everybody wanted it to be a fair race. You know, they wanted more equity in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought it got a little more politically correct than it should have. With those kinds of things, instead of you having some kind of advantage because you're smarter than the other guy. And
everybody has to drive the same car, basically.
Well, yeah. And it's gotten, you know, a lot of things have gotten so politically correct that I know people have tuned away from a lot of those things. I get it. A lot of people don't like the Super Bowl anymore or football because they're disgusted. And I was too. I was a huge football fan, huge 49ers fan for many, many years until the Kaepernick thing happened. And I was just so disgusted with the way they handled it that I just gave up on him. I didn't watch the NFL for probably a couple of years, but then I decided that I loved the game and I could put up,
with
a little.
The Rams leaving St. Louis left a bitter taste in my mouth, so I haven't watched in a while.
Right. Well, that's true. The way they screwed everybody over. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I can understand why. And it was funny, too, the way they settled it, wasn't it? Because they did not want the NFL records opened.
They know they would have lost. I think we could have gotten a lot more money, but for some reason, people smarter than me apparently decided to settle. So,
yeah. Where'd that money go, by the way? We know?
They haven't done anything with it yet, Heidi, as far as I know.
Okay. Just curious as to what happened with it. But I found it fascinating that they did not want to have to open up their books.
Right.
And let people really know how much money everybody makes and where it actually goes. That's really what it came down to with the settlement. But
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, it's a business, that's for sure. It's a business. All right, much to get to on the Mark Cox Morning Show this morning. As I mentioned, Hans von Spakovsky will be here, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. How about the whining with all these federal employees? Oh my gosh, we'll get to that and much more on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox and crew. Ethan and I are holding down the fort on this President's Day, and aren't you glad we have an amazing president? I'm thrilled to have Trump in office. I'm absolutely thrilled. It's fun. And you know, what I like about it, too, is the idea that he is creating all kinds of havoc that's driving everyone nuts. You know, I don't relish the idea of anybody losing their job. I really don't. But, okay, is there any sympathy, Ethan, for the broadcasters? Wait, I'm looking for sympathy for the federal.
Okay, not from us.
Thank you. Because we call mass layoffs at times... We call that what, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Exactly. I was about to say Tuesday.
Okay. I've lived through a few, been fired for reasons I shouldn't have, and all the, I'm not going to whine about any of that stuff. God's in charge. But the point is, stop whining. Nobody should have a job they can't lose. I'm not saying that federal workers are not valuable. Some of them do amazing things. I'm not for a second saying you don't matter. Or that you're not adding anything to the equation. Some people do, some people don't. I have a friend, listen to this, Ethan. My friend's brother works for the IRS, and he's currently staying at her house while he's waiting to move into another place. She says the guy works about an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. That's it. He goes and he gets a guitar lesson in. He goes to the gym. He goes and hangs out with his girlfriend. I'm not making this up. And the guy pulls in over $100,000 a year.
Whoa, how do I get that job?
How do I get that job is right. And he's upset because they want him to go back into the office. And we all know people who just screw off in the office. We get that, you know, the cubicle and they're not really doing anything. And they spend half their time in the break room and gossiping and whatnot. I understand that. But the idea that, and now who was it? I guess it was it Zillow the other day? I think it was Zillow that said they have 6,800 employees. Most of them are working from home and they are fine with that. Well, fine. I have no problem with that because guess what? Zillow employees don't work for me. I think it was Zillow, right? Let me look at that. I didn't plan to talk about this. I know, but I thought that was great. I posted about it on X the other day. By the way, you can follow me on X at, here we go. You can follow me on X at Heidi Harris Show. Zillow CEO doubled down on remote work as the company vacates more offices. See, it's saving them a lot of money to not have people in the office. And they said that working from home, 5 years of remote work has been fantastic for us. Well, you know what? Good for them. Listen to this, though. In 2019, Zillow had 386,275 square feet of office space in Seattle. All right, that's a lot. That's a lot. Now, at the end of 2024, the company said they had 113. So I hate numbers on the radio. So about a third or less than a third of that amount of space that they were paying rent on. And that makes total sense. And if you as a company can succeed with people working from home, then obviously that's the way to go. But we're talking about federal workers who work for us. You know, we just want to know that you actually, you know, are doing your job. And a lot of people are not. And remember when they fired half the people at formerly known as Twitter? Remember that? Nobody even noticed, huh? What?
Yeah.
They fired people. I didn't notice they weren't working. Everything seemed to work as far as I was concerned. And that's what it comes down to. So Elon Musk knows how to do it. And I know there's a lot of gnashing of teeth. And I don't know what to say to people other than nobody should be guaranteed a job. I mean, nobody should be guaranteed a job that you can't, a college professor shouldn't get tenure, things like that. Nobody should have a job they can't lose. Because if you have a job you can't lose, obviously what's your incentive to do the best possible job? And I feel bad for the people who are doing the best they possibly can. And I have many friends who've worked for the federal government in some capacity, and they care very much about what they do. And they're trying to make a difference in the world in whatever way they possibly can. And I understand all that. So I'm not saying you're dead weight because you're a government worker. Although, interestingly, I checked one of the realtor apps that I like the best last night. And you can't believe how many places are coming soon. Listings are coming soon. You know, when you see the pictures and there's one that's up for sale and this and that. Coming soon this, coming soon that. People are dumping their properties. Saw a story over the weekend about that in Fox News, how many properties are losing value, because that's one place my brother used to live in the D.C. area. And I remember him telling me one of the things that they never had to worry about was losing property value. But now we're seeing that happen all over the place because everyone's dumping it, whether it's a condo, a big building. But that's, that's to be expected. But once again, I don't know how many ways to say it, nobody should have a job they simply cannot lose. Doesn't make any sense. Because I had a friend, for example, who worked at a big company in Vegas. And he was worked for a big company that provided a lot of the frozen food for the industry. All right. And worked there for many, many years. He was in high position. Then he went to work for a local casino that was union. And I'm not bashing union, so just give me a second here. My father was a lifelong union member, not bashing unions. But when he went to work for this union shop, people were moving very slowly on the dock. And he was looking at these people and saying, wait a minute. And he was, moving fast, trying to get things done faster, even though he was a supervisor of these people. And they would say, well, stop doing it. You're making us look bad by moving so fast. But once again, they didn't have an incentive to actually do it quickly. So even if you're somebody who comes into a place and you try the best you can to be efficient, pretty soon, like if you work really hard on a report or something, we've all done this, work really hard on a report, and then you give it to somebody and put it on their desk and they don't touch it for a week or two or three or four, it sits on their desk. And you're thinking, why did I bust my hump to hand you this, and you don't really care? And once again, I remember when I first got into radio many, many years ago, 1998, believe it or not, got into radio, and I worked at a station that you could never be fired from. And I was grateful for the opportunity, believe me. But the problem was I was never going to get better there because they didn't coach you. And I knew that I knew nothing about doing this. So I thought, well, I really need to go someplace where there are a lot better people so I can be on the bottom of the totem pole, maybe the part that sticks into the dirt, but still I'll be on the totem pole and I can learn from these other people. So there was a station in town at that time that was really good, the best station in town. So I brought my little sad little tape over back in the day when you actually brought a tape of yourself, brought a tape. And my little measly resume, which was nothing, because I'd only been doing radio about, 9 months or something. And I told one person about it at the station where I currently worked at the time. He was a friend I trusted. And I told him I was going to try to get a job at this other station. And he said something I'll never forget. And he's a great guy, and I've known him all these years, and he's still doing radio. He said, well, you don't want to go there. People get fired there. And I said, I want to be where people get fired. That's where I want to work. I want to work where there's some standard expected. And that's not a slam to anybody I work with at the time. Many of these guys have been doing it for a long time and they were quite good at what they did. But I knew nothing and I wasn't getting coached. And I wanted to learn how to do it, as well as I possibly could. And I just knew that I wasn't going to grow as a talent there. But I was willing to take a chance on, you don't want to go there. People get fired there. And so I guess because I've always worked in the private sector, I guess I just have a different attitude about all this stuff when it comes to these federal jobs. I've never been in a position where I couldn't possibly lose my job. And I guess reality is coming home to roost with a lot of these people. And what can I say? All right, coming up, Hans von Spakovsky is going to be here, senior legal fellow with the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk about these people who are getting, canned left and right, and these agencies in many cases that do nothing for the nation, and much more coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
Always fun hanging out for Mark Cox and crew as they take the day off, President's Day. But luckily, Hans von Spakovsky did not take the day off, and he's taking time to join me. But of course, he has his own theme song.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
So great. How are you, Hans? Good morning. Happy President's Day.
Good morning, Heidi. So they took the day off, so, and you're working hard.
I am working hard, but I'm happy to fill in for them when I can. It's a great crew, and it's a lot of fun. I'm glad you're here with me today on this President's Day. And isn't it fun to have a president who takes laps at Daytona? Isn't that fantastic?
I saw that video yesterday, and I was going, man, what a difference. And look, Thursday of this week, it'll be exactly 1 month since President Trump was inaugurated. We've seen him accomplish more in 1 month than Joe Biden did in his entire 4 years of the presidency. And I got to tell you, I keep telling folks, it's as if Christmas never ended. Every morning I go down to the tree and there's another new present there.
It is great. It is great. And you've been writing about all of these agencies that, you know, it's right. Interesting. They're supposed to be neutral, and we know they're not. We're talking about the FTC, National Labor Relations Board, Consumer Product right. Safety Commission, all these agencies. And apparently, this is great. Talk a little bit about what you were talking about in your recent article about mini-me executive branch agencies, which are supposed to be, once again, apolitical, but are anything but.
Well, you know, one of the things, unfortunately, that the New Deal led to was all these supposedly, quote-unquote, independent federal agencies like the Federal Trade Commission. And back in 1935, the U.S. Supreme Court issued this bad decision, despite the fact that the president is the head of the executive branch under the Constitution and therefore has direct authority to supervise everyone in the executive branch. They said, well, yeah, he can fire anybody, but we're making a very narrow exception for the FTC because it doesn't really have any executive powers. That was a stupid decision then, and it's just gotten worse since then. So what happened was Congress has put in restrictions on the ability of a president to, for example, fire commissioners at the Federal Trade Commission saying, well, you can only do it for cause. They have to have done something wrong. And the president is saying, no, that's wrong. And last week, the Justice Department, the new Justice Department, sent a letter to Congress saying that the president would no longer pay attention to this unconstitutional restriction on him. And he would fire the heads of these independent commissions who were not doing the right thing or, frankly, are doing things wrong. And that's caused a huge uproar in Washington, including, by the way, at the Federal Election Commission, where I once served and where he fired a Democratic commissioner who's been there even though her term ended in 2007. Because the Democrats never put forward somebody to replace her. 2007. She's almost 17 years past her term when she should have left office.
Unbelievable. How do I get a job like that where I can just stay in the job and they'll just keep paying me? And of course, you're talking with Elie Weintraub, and it's ridiculous that you can stay yes. in a job that long. You know, and what they forget, we're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox and Crew. What they forget is that Trump has looked at this for a very long time. He's made these decisions right. carefully. He's been planning and plotting and scheming behind the scenes for months and months and months, years, I guess, to try to look at these agencies and make cuts as necessary. It's not like something he came in on, you know, one day and decided to do. We all know better.
No, that's exactly right. And look, for folks who want to get a real live look at the effect, just look at the story that just came out. A shelter, a private shelter in San Diego
yes.
that has been sheltering illegal aliens announced they are shutting down because since the president was inaugurated a month ago, they haven't gotten a single illegal alien at their shelter. And this is a shelter that last year they got $22 million, this
yep.
one shelter.
That's right.
From FEMA. money that should have gone to people in North Carolina.
Yep, unbelievable. And by the way, this you're talking about Jewish Family Service in San Diego, and they're going to lay off 115 employees due to quote-unquote changes in federal funding and policy. Oh, well. And, you know, we could talk about this whole other topic for another day, but the industry that is illegal immigrants, you know, these companies and these organizations, these NGOs that make a fortune off of processing right. these people, and they don't care what happens to America. I don't care what happens to them. How's that?
Oh, look, I agree. They've been feeding at the federal trough for a long time, and that's our tax money being wasted for things like that.
Yeah, and I think it's funny that apparently there was this app on their phone that the CBP had, this one phone app that went down on January 20th. I love it. I love it, Hans.
I do, too. But look, the American people ought to be happy about this. One, the numbers of illegal aliens trying to get across the border has dropped to a trickle. And the fact that they are getting rounding up and getting dangerous criminals out of the country. I mean, that's good for everybody. I don't care whether you're a Republican, an independent, a Democrat. I don't care whether you voted for Trump. You ought to be happy about that.
You should be. And to your point, 936,000 individuals had made appointments to be paroled through this app as of the end of December. And that party right. was over January 20th. I mean, these little wins are big wins for Trump and for all of us.
No, they certainly are. And let me tell you that the tide is hopefully sweeping the right way, particularly with DOGE going in and finding unbelievably wasteful spending in every department. Again, I don't know if people saw this. The new head of the Department of Agriculture has canceled $200 million in outside contracts, including one for several hundred thousand dollars to a expert on gender and the Brazilian rainforest.
Okay,
that's
Hans,
where your
how do
tax
I get
is going?
How do I get these jobs, Hans? How do I get these jobs? These cushy little jobs, these little BS jobs. I mean, it's stunning to me, and they're just starting with this, looking into
that's
all
right.
this.
Right. No, this is right now we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. But by the time they delve into what all these different federal departments have been doing, I mean, we're going to be talking, potentially about hundreds of billions of dollars wasted in taxpayer funding.
And I do love the fact, Hans, by the way, we're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox. I do love the fact that some Democrats are saying, well, you know, I've been looking into waste and fraud and abuse for a very long time. Uh-huh. Sure you were.
Well, you know, this was particularly emphasized. There's some podcast that these three former young aides of the Biden White House apparently are now doing. They raised a lot of eyebrows last week when they said, you know, we should have done this.
Right. Well, it's taxpayers' money, and both sides should care. This should be a nonpartisan issue. They're just upset because it's Trump. You know, these federal workers don't like the fact, and we in broadcasting have no sympathy whatsoever for people who get fired in the federal government. I'm not saying they deserve, you know, everyone should get fired, and I know there are real people out there affected. I get all that. But the truth is, nobody should have a job they can't lose. There's no one who should not be accountable, or, you know, who's, you know, remember when Elon Musk went in and fired most of the people from Twitter? Nobody even noticed any kind of change in service, did we?
No, they didn't. But what folks need to understand is that, you know, Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex. That's not the problem in Washington. Washington these days, it's the NGO industrial process. There are all these nonprofits that are really advocacy organizations and that are political allies of the left. You know, they may say they're nonpartisan, but they're not. They're deep political helpers and allies of, frankly, the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party has been happy to feed them federal monies because that ensures their support in politics. I mean, that is what is going on, and that's why they're so upset about what Doge and Donald Trump is doing.
Yeah, it's great. Well, that's what we voted for, right?
It is. Yes, exactly right.
Yeah. I'm excited to see it. Well, happy President's Day, Hans von Spakovsky. Thanks for joining me. And you can follow him on Twitter at, or X, I always call it Twitter. I'm sorry, I'm just going to. At H. von Spakovsky. Always great to talk to you, and I appreciate you joining me on President's Day. And I hope you have a, if you have the day off, I hope you enjoy it.
I intend to enjoy it.
Thank you. Thanks for being here, Hans. Appreciate it. Good stuff, always. Yeah, it's so funny. These people, that party's over and they're losing their minds. This is what we voted for. We voted for something to change. And Trump's going in there with a wrecking ball. That's what we wanted, right? Yeah, I think so. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox. Follow me on Twitter, Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, Rumble, whatever. All the stuff on Heidi Harris Show. Coming right back. I'm Heidi Harris. Good morning. Always happy to fill in for Mark Cox and crew. Jesse Jane Duff coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Always fun chatting with her. Tom Ackerman, KMOX sports director, is going to be joining me in the 8 o'clock hour, too. I want to talk to him about a couple things. U.S. beating Canada in hockey, obviously. And Kelsey, is Kelsey going to retire or charge, basically, or not charge, but basically have the Kansas City Chiefs pay him a bunch of money if he doesn't retire by a certain date? Then he's going to look like a real jerk, right? We'll talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Next hour, we'll talk a little bit about a judge orders a temporary reversal of the Trump administration's freeze on foreign aid. Because, you know, and I talked to somebody the other day, I was at a lunch, and he told me his kids were, they worked for USAID in another country. And apparently, because the funding was pulled, they were stuck. They couldn't get out of the country. They couldn't get out of there with their stuff, their pets, kids. I don't know. And I understand that there are some legitimately innocent people who are being hurt in this. I get that. But the truth is, the party's over for a lot of these things that we're giving money to causes and people all over the world who hate us, and Trump's in there to try to eliminate that. You know, it's so hard. I don't understand how anybody can criticize this, because Trump is basically saying, why are Americans being suckers? Why are we giving money to all of these people all over the world, many of whom hate us in all kinds of back channel ways? We've been doing that a very, very long time. And they hate us, and they're using our money. They're happy to get our money, but they hate our guts. You never make people like you by appeasing them. We're basically giving the schoolyard bully our lunch money, and we want to change to that. That's what it really should come down to. And unfortunately, there are too many people who have been, you know, feeding at the trough for a very long time, and they shouldn't be. And Trump's in there to change it. Now, how long will it last? I don't know. And then will they try to flip it back in a couple of years? I don't know. But ultimately, a lot of people are going to be out the door. And if you don't have a job that's actually benefiting America in some way, you should be out the door. And if you're just giving money to a country that hates us to provide condoms in another country, oh, you've heard all the crazy stuff that's gone on that we're doing, teaching transgenderism and things like that in other countries. What? Huh? What? Why? We should be focused on America, America first, not America only. There are times you help other countries. I get that. But America first. This is what Trump was elected for. I'm just tired of the whole thing. Coming up, we're also going to talk about how the Democrats basically lost a lot of men because they really don't care about young men, especially young white men. They don't really don't care. There's no place in the Democrat Party for them. And that's why they lost a lot of people. We'll also get to the thing about Elon Musk, who apparently has a 13th child with, I don't know, the fourth or fifth. I can't keep track. Fourth woman? Something like that. We'll get to that. That's a story that's been making the news. He's been trying to squelch it, I'm sure, but it's been making the news. Senator Mark Warner has a blunt assessment of the Democrat Party. This is from Politico. I love this. The Democrat Party struggles in the wake of the crushing losses in the last election. I think the Democrats' brand is really bad, and I think this was election based on culture. No kidding. He also said the Democrats' kind of failure to connect on a cultural basis with a wide swath of Americans is hugely problematic. Duh. You know, a lot of people are tired of the waste, the fraud, the abuse, being told they're bad if they want to protect women in sports. I mean, all the things that the Democrats stood for. You know, killing babies even after they're born, all these things that the Democrats stood for. People are tired of it. That is not in line with most, even your average American who's not necessarily a Trump supporter, not a MAGA person necessarily, your average fair-minded person is looking at this and saying, what? I saw somebody the other day. Story the other day about a woman. This is a perfect example. This happened in Nevada, but her attitude is one a lot of people have. There was they had a girls and women's, a national girls and women's sports day. All right. And they were celebrating this at a lot of places. One of them is in Nevada. And they were talking about how boys should not be competing against girls. I mean, it makes sense. We all understand this. Anybody with a brain cell understands that boys should not be competing against girls. Why? A, because girls can be hurt. And they have been hurt by boys competing against them who are stronger. B, girls should not be screwed out of any kind of scholarship because of boys competing against them and taking that away from them. I have a friend whose daughter got a volleyball scholarship. I never knew you could get a volleyball scholarship, but she got a volleyball scholarship about 10 years ago. She could never have gone to the college she went to had she not been really good in volleyball. Now, if there had been a boy on the team who either hurt her, God forbid, and that's happened, where one girl was brain injured forever as a result of a boy who nearly killed her, spiking the ball right down in her head or face. Had my friend's daughter had to compete with that, or, you know, I'd be injured, or have to compete with a guy who's going to beat her and take her scholarship away. How is that fair? How is that fair? It's not fair. But listen to this. This just frosted my shorts when I read this column, or this article by this woman, this comment. Sally Laws is her name. She's a Reno resident, Reno, Nevada. She was demonstrating outside the National Girls and Women in Sports Day. She's upset about that for some reason. It's hurting somebody as far as she's concerned to protect women. But listen to her logic. This is so important. She says, even if, let's say, that one person in this one area of life has an advantage, in every other area, they're disadvantaged. I'm going to read that again because that logic is insane. But that's how some of these people think. Even if, let's say, that one person in this one area of life has an advantage, in every other area, they're disadvantaged. Oh, I see. Now, if your daughter were to lose a scholarship, you might have a different attitude. If your daughter were to be injured, possibly permanently, by a boy in a sport, you'd have a different attitude, right? But oh no. It's all part of an agenda. That's what it comes down to. These are some of the things that people fought against. Anybody who was fair-minded went, you know what? I may not even love Trump, but I want this nonsense to stop. They're just done. And I think most Americans had no idea how much money we are wasting all over the world. And it's super important that we take control of this and turn this country back to some kind of fiscal responsibility. Not only fiscal responsibility, obviously, is a huge issue, but stop being suckers. Stop giving money to people who hate us. That's not complicated, is it? Shouldn't be. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox and crew. Follow me, Heidi Harris Show, on all the socials.